Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! We are continuing our series of Shiurim on the topic of Ribui Begadim, Meshicha. This is the fourth Shiur. Baruch Hashem, in the first three Shiurim, we saw Neflaos Mitaras Hashem. And we will continue with the Mahalach that we started, which is that the Inyan of Lamalei Asyadam is to actualize the abstract kedusha, and this can be done by the practicing of the carrying out of the dinim of yomei meluim, and the wearing of the begadim, and the etzem hakedusha comes from the meshicha, from the anointing. So again, we'll pick it up. Lefi divrei alpi havanatenu b'divrei moreinu v'rabenu agon agadol zatzar Rabbi David Yitzchak Mann, v'omer kach. כתוב בפרק חפתת, פסוק חפתת, בפרשת תצווה. ובגדי הקודש, אשר לארון, יהיו לבניו אחריו, למושכה בהם, ולמלא בם את ידם. And the holy clothing that is to Aaron will be to his sons after him, למשכה בהם, we'll see in a moment, ולמלא בהם את ידם, and to fill their hands. רש"י מפרש שמה כתוב, מה שכתוב ולמשכה, היינו להתגדל בהם. מה זה למשכה? Lemashcha is to become great in them. Ki yesh meshicha shehi lashon srara, kemo natatim lemoshcha, ukemo al tegu b'meshichai. Meshicha lashon srara, rulership. So these begadim are lamashcha b'hem, they're to become great, they're to show the greatness of the Kohanim. Ulechora kashe. We have a difficulty here, because it's mefurish in the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, that we learned in the first shir, that the pasuk is mamish talking about Meshicha. And we learn a hekesh, that we need both. And you need ribui shiva and meshicha shiva. You need ribui begadim for 7 days, and meshicha for 7 days. Anointing with the anointing oils, with the shemen ha-mishcha. Ve'arei, lefi ma shekatav Rashi, ha-pasuk bechlal lo medaber al meshicha, ela al lashon shel gadlut v'srara, ve'echan yesh kan makom hekesh. So if Meshicha doesn't mean anointing, then there's no Hekesh. So what's Rashi going to do with the Gemara? V'kvar amad b'ze ha-malbim, ayin b'dvrei ha-malbim, v'ayin ma shekatab moreinu v'rabbeinu zatzal, b'sefer di be'er, b'perk chavtet, pasuk chavtet, od tzarich ha-iyun, another kasha, sheroim basugia biyuma daf hei, that we learn from the pasuk in Achremos, asher yimshach osav asher yimale asiado, sheledorot maspik ribui belo meshicha, v'rak lemitzvah bay ribui umeshicha sheva, aval milashon Rashi. על מה שכתוב כאן למלא את ידם, שכותב רש"י דהיינו, על ידי בגדים הוא מתקדש בכהונה גדולה, ודאי משמע, שכאן הוא מה שנאמר, שהבגדים לבדן סגי בהו לקדשו לכהונה גדולה, וכן משמעות הרעים בדברי רש"י הללו, וכן הביא שם התורה שלמה מהמדרש, והרי לא כן מפורש בסוגיה ביומה, the Maitila rak me'akra beparashat emor velo me'apasuk kan. The Gemara learns in Yuman Daf Hamad Aleph from the Pasuk in Achremos, Asher Yimshach Oso Vesher Yamale Yasyado, that it's enough to have Ribui without Meshicha, at least the way some Rishonim learn it. Because the Gemara says, since it says, Shevis Yami Rishem Akoyin Tachtav Mibanov, I only know that he's kosher lekuna gedola when he's nisraba shiva v'nimshach shiva. So how do we know that he doesn't have to be nisraba shiva v'nimshach shiva? How do we know even nisraba shiva v'nimshach yom echad? Nisraba yom echad v'nimshach shiva? How do we know he's a kohen gadol? Min Talmud Lomar Sheh Yimshach Oseh Sheh Yomale Yasiyado Mikol Makom. So in Pashtus, at least again, according to the way some learn, Tosis Rosh, Tosis Yishanim, Rambam, that all you need is Ribui Begadim. It's only the mitzvah that you have to have Meshicha Shiva V'Ribui Shiva. That's the ideal. But it's enough just to have Ribui Begadim. Or just Meshicha. You don't have to have both, and you don't have to have both for seven. And the question is, we have Rashi here in Tetzaveh, Choftes Choftes, that it says in the Pasuk, Ubigdei HaKodesh Aharon Yulabana Vachrov L'mashcha Behem Amale Behem Asiyadam. So the way Rashi is learning the Pasuk, L'mashcha Behem, isn't talking about Shemen HaMishcha, it's just talking about Ribui Begadim. So here we have a Pasuk that Ribui Begadim is enough. So why does the Gemara have to come on to the Pasuk in Parashas Emor? Excuse me, in Parashas Acharemos, 16:32, why do we have to come on to that Pasuk when we already have the Pasuk in Parashas Tetzaveh that tells us Ribui Begadim is enough? So you see that the Gemara is, again, not like Rashi. The Gemara is learning from the Parasha from Achremos, and Rashi is Lefi Perish Rashi. You can already learn from the Parshas Tetzaveh that Ribui Begadim is enough. The Gemara obviously doesn't agree with that. So we have two problems with Rashi. Hey, how does the Gemara get a Hekesh if B'chal the Pasuk isn't talking about Meshicha? So how do we get a Hekesh from Ribui Begadim to Meshicha? And if Lamashcha and the Pasuk Tetzaveh means the Gedula, then we have a source that all you need is Ribui Begadim. But the Gemara learns from Achremos that all you need is Ribui Begadim. Lefi Dvareinu, lefi ma sheherachnu, b'shiurim hakodmim, b'shiur hakodem, nerakach, shebevadai, lefi pshuto shel mikra, ma shekatuv lemashcha, Yesh lefar shok kama shekatuv Rashi, kama shekotev Rashi. What does Lamashcha mean in Pashtus? Pshuto shel mikra. Lamashcha means gedula. Greatness, srara. But after we learn from the Pasuk in Parshas Acharei Mos that it's enough l'daros, either Mishicha or Ribui. So after we learn from the Pasuk in Acharemos that Ribu and Mashiach are enough, one or the other, it's not telling us that you don't need both. Even though we needed them in the Mishkan. But rather, since we learn and explain that in the Avodah of Kohanim HaBefoal V'Amal Shel Kohuna, when it comes to Avodah's Kohanim, the Befoal, on one hand, the Befoal, the active Kedusha, and the Maila, the essential elevated nature of Kohuna, are two sides of one coin. You can't have one without the other, as we explained at length. In the second shiur, you need the Befoal and you need the Etzem Maila. One can't go without the other. Hare kol sheyeshno ma'aseh shel tzad echad, hare mimeila havelei gam ma'aseh shel hatzad hasheni shel oto matbea. There are two sides of one coin. So if you did one side, you did the other. So included in the Mili Adayim, which is the Befoal, we can also see that there's the Maila of the Mashicha. Because you can't have the Befoal without the Maila. And included in the Mashicha, which is creating the Maila, there's also the Befoal, which is the Mili Adayim. So even though in the Mishkan, and Ladoros ideally, but in the Mishkan necessarily, you need two separate Maisim on each part of the Kahuna. The Maila Be'etzim and the Befoal, the essential level. And the activation, the concretization, the activation, the practice of that level. But L'doros, Me'ikar Adin, it's enough to have one part, since it has the other side also. And it's like doing the other side as well. Because they have to go together. So if you have the Be'etz, if you have the Be'etzem, you have the Mashicha, there has to be also, that it's going to come along with it, that it's going to be Lamaisa. That this Mashicha is not going to remain abstract. That's understood. And if you have the Ribui Begadim, which is Lamaisa, you understand. The only way you have this Lamaisa is because it's a Maila Be'etzem. We learn from the Mishkan, you need both. In the Doros, it's ideally you're supposed to have both. But the Doros, if you just do one, you also have the other, because we understand that one doesn't work without the other. And if so, after the Jerusha and the Pasuk in Parashas Acharemos of the Gemara, that Ribui Begadim is enough, then we can explain the Pasuk here in Tetzaveh, that the big day Kodesh, Asher la'aron, yu levanav acharav lemoshcha, shehakavana hi, shehem yifalu, gam et achelek shel gadlut, shehi ma'alat kihuna. So after the Jerusha and Acharemos, then we have a new understanding in the Pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, when it says, big day Kodesh asher la'aron, so it's talking about the begadim. And what do these begadim do? These begadim make the greatness. They are poel, the godless of the mile of kahuna. So if not for Rashi, we could say it's Mashicha Mamish. And the Pasuk is telling us that they're coming in place of the Mashicha. But Rashi doesn't want to learn that way. Because it doesn't say it's kimashicha, it's limashcha. So therefore it's telling you that these clothing are godless and sarara. because it means that it's poel, the mile of the kahuna. So Rashi doesn't say it's like Mashiach, but it comes out that it's accomplishing what the Mashiach accomplishes. It's lamashcha. It's to make you great. What does the Mashiach do? What does the Mashiach b'shem and Mashiach do? It makes you great. And that's what these clothing, this is the clothing do also. Because after you have the drash of Parshas Achremos, that all you need is one or the other, and that Ribui Begadim is enough, either Ribui Begadim or Mashiach. So Ribui Begadim is enough. So that means Ribui Begadim also makes the greatness, Lidaros. And it's also the Malayas Yadam, it's also the Befoa. It's two sides of one coin. On one hand, it's making the greatness, these clothing, which is what Mashiach normally does. But here you now you don't have Mashiach on the Pasuk, you just have the Ribui Begadim. So these Ribui Begadim create A, the Lamashcha Behem, the greatness, the Etzem Hamayla, and in addition, the Malay Bamasyadam. It's also the practical side of things. That it's actualized, that this Kedusha is actualized, and it's not just abstract. So what allowed us to make this, to understand, to read the Pasuk this way, is the Pasuk in Achremos. So in other words, Rashi is building on the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that all you need is Ribui Begadim, that's the Pasuk in Achremos, that Ribui Begadim is enough. And once you get that Ribui Begadim is enough, so it must be that Ribui Begadim is poel both. It makes both the Etzem Kedusha. If you don't have Mashiach, then the Ribui Begadim is going to make the Etzem Kedusha and also the Befoah. So Rashi isn't so sir the Gemara. Rashi's building on the Gemara. And also we had a Hekesh. What was the Hekesh? The Hekesh was in our pasuk that we're talking about now, Big Day Kodesh El Aaron in Tetzaveh 29, Chavtes Chavtes 29, Ubig Day Kodesh El Aaron, Yulavon of Acharov Lamashra Behem, Ulamale Bamasyadam. So Ishkis Mashiach the Ribui, Ma Ribui Shiva, Af Mashiach Shiva. Because after the pasuk in Achremos, that it says, Lamashra is Klape the Chelek. In other words, the Mashcha doesn't mean the actual Mashicha according to Rashi. It means the Gedula. But what's Poel the Gedula usually? Mashicha. So you can also learn from this Pasuk a Hekesh of Ribui Begadim to Mashicha. שרי לבטר הקרד, פרשת אחרי, הרי מה שכתוב כאן למושכו כלפי החלק שפועל את המשיכה, שעל זה נאמר די אכן באי לי גם לדורות, אלה שנפלת אבל עדי ריבוי בגדים גם בלא משיכה. ומילא הרי מבואר מזה די למצווה, באי משיכה, דבאי משיכה ממש, הרי באי משיכה של זין ימים, שרי בקש כאן עניין המשיכה לריבוי בגדים שאת שניהם באי זין ימים. לכן שפיר יש בזה הקש, כמו רואה בסוגיה ביומה. ואתה שפיר היטב בעזרת השם, דברי רשי. So that it says, unbelievable, in Parashas Tetzaveh, ובג די הקודש הרעל, נהיו לבון הבחו, למשכם, ובעלה מרסי אדם. So we have a pasuk that tells us that ריבוי בגדם לחתחילה שבי שבע ימים. Because it says, שבע סיימים, יל בשם הכהן תחת מבנם. So the chatchila ribui begadim is shiva, and then in the pasuk talking about ribui begadim, it also says lamashcha. So ledoros, what does this mean? It means that it's enough chavtes. It means that it's enough to have ribui begadim, and the ribui begadim is also part of the mashicha. It's also a poll with the Meshira's poll, which is the Etzem HaKadusha. However, it can be understood on another level. On the Chatchila level, it's Mamash Meshicha. It's Mamash Meshicha Zayin. Because if, as Rashi tells us, the Ribui Begadim is Poel Begadula, that's only in the absence of the actual Meshicha. But if you can do Meshicha Lechatchila, so then do Meshicha Lechatchila. Ma Ribui Zayin Af Meshicha Zayin. So the Kuladoros, all you need is the Ribui Begadim. The Ribui Begadim is Poel the Meshicha, the greatness as well, besides the practical side. Because they're two sides of one coin. But Lemitzvah, you need the actual Meshicha. Just like Lemitzvah, you need Ribui Begadim Zayin, so to Lemitzvah, you need Meshicha Zayin. So the Gemara, again, is working, Rashi's working hand in hand with the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, you see, you need Ledoros, Meshicha, ideally, Lechatchila, you need Meshicha Shiva. The actual anointing. And Rashi says, but it's enough just to have Ribui Begadim, because the Ribui Begadim, Ledaros is Poel, what the Meshicha is, because they're two sides of one coin. And therefore Rashi says the Lamashcha means Gedula, the greatness, because the Ribui Begadim is Poel, the Meshicha, what the Meshicha is Poel, the greatness, the Etzem Maila of the Kohen Gadol. And in addition, it's also Poel, the Bafa. It also represents the act of Kedusha. So Rashi is not a steer to the Gemara. Rashi is working with the Gemara. So this is unbelievable. וזה נראה מבואר ממה שכתב הרמב״ם. And you can also see this from the Rambam. How do you see this from the Rambam? בפרק ד' מלכות כלי מקדש, הלכה י' ב'. Rambam writes, וממנים כהן גדול וכולי, ומושכים אותו בשמן המשחה, ומלבישים אותו בגדי כהונה גדולה. You appoint the Kohen Gadol. You anoint him with the Shemen HaMishcha. And you put the Big Day Kohen Gadol on him. Shenemar, as it says in Parashas Amor, V'Kohen HaGadol Me'achav, אשר יוצק על ראשו שמן המשחה ומילא את ידו ללבוש את הבגדים. And the Kohen Gadol, who's the Kohen, who's greater than his brothers, that oil is poured on his head, Shemen HaMishcha, and his hands are filled to wear the begadim. So from here you get that when you're Meman of the Kohen Gadol, you need Meshicha b'Shemen HaMishcha and Levishas Big Day Kohen Gadola. V'im ein shan shemen ha-mishcha, marbin oto v'bigdei kiuna gdola levad, bilvad. Shenemar, asher yutzak al rosho shemen ha-mishcha, umilei et yado lelbosh et ha-bgadim. Keshem shemitrabe b'shemen ha-mishcha, kach mitrabe b'bgadim. That if there's no shemen ha-mishcha, then you just give him the Big Day Kahuna. Because it says that you pour the oil on his head and you fill his hands to wear the begadim. Just like he's misrabe b'shemen ha-mishcha, he's also misrabe b'begadim. L'chora, eino muvan siyum devrei ha-rambam. What does the Rambam mean at the end over there? When he says, k'shem shemisrabe b'shemen ha-mishcha, kach misrabe b'begadim. Sharei b'miluim u'ledorot, ישנה מצווה גם בשמן המשחה וגם בבגדים. ושמן המשחה בא בבגדים, כשם שבגדים באו שמן המשחה. ומהו מה שכתב הרמב״ם כשם, דמשמע דמשיחה סגי בלבדה, שעל זה כתב הרמב״ם שכן הוא גם בבגדים כבמשיחה. So what's going on over here? In the parsha of the Miluim and the Doros, there's a mitzvah both with Shemen HaMishcha and with Begadim. Shemen HaMishcha requires Begadim and Begadim requires Shemen HaMishcha. So what does the Rambam mean when he says that just like Mashiach alone is enough, so to begadim alone is enough, just like Mashiach. Ma pitom. You need both. So must be pshat is lo leinyan de kishem de sagi b'mashiach levada du adin de sagi b'begadim levadam ela shekishem shemitrabehu b'shemen ha'mishcha leinyan ma shepoel bo shemen ha'mishcha kach mitrabehu b'begadim שגם הם פועלים את מה שפועל שמן המשחה. ולכן סגי בהם לבדם. והוא להדיה כנתבר בדברי רשי. You know what the Rambam means? What the Rambam means is that just like שמן המשחה alone is enough in so far as that the שמן המשחה gives him the Kedusha, so too is misrabe bebegadim, that the begadim accomplish what the Shemen HaMishcha accomplishes and gives him the Kedusha. And that's what the Rambam means. If there's no Shemen HaMishcha, then Big Day Kahuna Gedola are enough. And then he says that just like he's misrabe Shemen HaMishcha, so too is misrabe bebegadim. Which means that just like the Shemen HaMishcha is poel the Kedusha Be'etzem, so to the Begadim are Poel, what the Shemen HaMishcha is Poel, this Kedusha Be'etzem. And you see that from the Lashon of the Rambam. V'imein et Shem Shemen HaMishcha, marbim oto b'bigdei kehuna b'levad. Because the Bigdei Kehuna accomplishes what the Shemen HaMishcha accomplishes. And that's exactly as we explained in Rashi, that there are two sides of one coin, and therefore Lidoros, just putting on the Begadim is enough, that activates the Kedusha Be'etzem in addition to the Befoal of the Levishas Begadim. So that's an unbelievable Mahalach in Rashi. It stems beautifully with the Rambam and with the Gemara. And in the next shiur, we'd like very much to get back to the Rambam we started with in the first shiur. But tafasta meruba lo tafasta. So please stay tuned. And Amir Tashem, we will see more Niflos Mitaras Hashem. I thank you so much for listening, and I remind you that Sof Davar, Hakol Nishma, Et Elokim Yira, Vet Mitzvotav Shmor, Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. Thank you so much for listening. Please stay tuned. Bli Neder, we will continue, I hope. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.